The night that that accident occurred, you know, as being a fleet owner, I've gotten those phone calls before in the afternoon or the night that an accident happened. But when that one happened, I just, you know, knew the circumstances of it. You know, I felt it in my veins that it was a bad one and that we were going to go down this road. And I remember thinking, I don't want to be in this position again, right? You know, then there's no way to really prevent it. If you own trucks and trailers and they're traversing on the busiest, you know, highways in the country, and they're 80,000 pounds and there's attorney billboards all over the place, it's, you know, I felt as though it was not in my control.
Are automatic emergency braking systems ready for prime time? As the comment period wraps up on the federal government's proposal to mandate these systems, I wanted to share an interview I did earlier this year with one fleet owner who is a big believer. We'll jump into that discussion right after this message.
SmartWay Verified Double Coin Truck Tires support the sustainability goals of the transportation industry. To find a dealer or truck stop near you, visit www.doublecointires.com. The smart money is on Double Coin.
This is Deborah Lockridge, and on this episode of HDT Talks Trucking, I'm talking about the latest high-tech truck safety systems and safety overall with John Vaccaro. John became a believer in these systems after he nearly lost his business due to what could have been a so-called nuclear verdict. John's president of New Jersey-based Bedaway Supply Chain Services. That's a family-owned company, operates a fleet of about 150 tractors and 900 trailers, and they provide local and regional freight delivery services and dedicated freight transportation in the Northeast. So welcome to HDT Talks Trucking, John.
Thank you for having me back. Great to speak to you again, Deborah.
So, John, a couple years ago, we talked about the nightmare experience that really kind of changed your company's approach to safety. I'll put a link to that story in the description for folks who want to read more about it. But can you kind of briefly summarize what happened there for us?
Sure. In the summer of 2017, one of our trucks was involved in an out-of-state accident with injuries. And what happened after that was nothing less than a nightmare as a company, and I'm sure for the others as well. We got ensnared in what would be known as a nuclear verdict and a plaintiff attorney seeking a nuclear verdict, and that became the one mission for them. So we found ourselves basically defending our company and basically fighting for our lives, at least for that entity, to keep it out of the courtroom and to avoid what would have clearly have been a large nuclear verdict.
Tell us a little bit about when that crash happened. You had told me you were already ordering trucks with collision avoidance systems and active braking, but it was still pretty early in the process. And that prompted you to, among other things, accelerate the replacement of your fleet and get that latest advanced technology. You tell me a little bit about your thinking there and what led to that decision. Yeah.
Well, simply, I think I mentioned this in one of our last conversations, is the night that that accident occurred, you know, as being a fleet owner, I've gotten those phone calls before in the afternoon or the night that an accident happened. But when that one happened, I just, you know, knew the circumstances of it. You know, I felt it in my veins that it was a bad one and that we were going to go down this road. And I remember thinking, I don't want to be in this position again, right? You know, then there's no way to really prevent it. If you own trucks and trailers and they're traversing on the busiest, you know, highways in the country, and they're 80,000 pounds and there's attorney billboards all over the place, it's, you know, I felt as though it was not in my control. It was in somewhat of my control, but it was in the hands of all of these drivers and these trucks that roll over. And I realized, you know, maybe I didn't want to be in this business anymore. And that wasn't a serious thought. It's a family business. I'm embedded in it. So at that moment, I just decided what I had to do was everything that I could possibly do. And it was that simple. And I was already an embracer of technology. I've always been, always wanted the latest and greatest trucks. And this technology had just started to come out. And we had bought it. We were early adopters, but it just wasn't fully integrated in our fleet. So to your question, right after that, it gave me the enthusiasm, even though we were fighting at this tremendous litigation claim, I knew that that was going to take 2 or 3 years. And in the meantime, I wasn't going to stand still. Every day I was at risk again, and I wanted to do everything that we can to accelerate the purchases of new trucks and new technology. And that's what we did all the way through to today.
And so that technology has continued to advance, and you recently took delivery of eight 2023 Freightliner Cascadias with Detroit Assurance 5 complete suite of safety systems. Tell me a little bit about those new systems and how they compare to what you had previously had.
It was great. I have firsthand experience because, as I might have mentioned before, I hold a CDL. I drove a tractor trailer for 10, 12 years, and I always hold on to that endorsement. And one of the fun things about being a fleet owner is every time we get a new delivery, I get to go to the dealership and drive one of the brand new trucks home. You know, that's one of the privileges of it. So I look forward to that. So when I took this one back, I couldn't help but notice it was difficult to be a bad driver. Let me say it that way. You know, as I pulled out of the dealership parking lot, you know, there's more sensors on these trucks. There's more blind spot. There's more forward looking radar. And there's just the inputs come from all over you. If you stray away from the lane, it's going to vibrate and pull you back in and give you a warning. If you accelerate too fast, it's going to warn you. If you're too close to the car ahead of you, if you're turning too close, it's going to let you know. So I felt as though I was almost in a video game where I hadn't driven in a few months and I wasn't doing it good. I hate to say that, but I was getting a lot of beeps and alerts. But after about a few miles, it was like anything else. It taught me to stay in lane perfect. It taught me to be the proper speed. I wasn't over accelerating. So within a short time, the truck was teaching me to drive. So basically the new trucks, they're just one step forward. I would call them almost a version 2. And I'm hoping there's going to be a third and fourth generation versus what we had was version 1. You know what that's like. But they're coming closer to be the same technology we have in high-end cars now. And it actually should be reversed. This technology should start out in the heaviest Class A trucks and find its way down to Mercedes and Porsches. It shouldn't be vice versa, but it's catching up.
So you've had them a few months now. What do drivers think of them?
Drivers love them. A little bit different, as you could imagine, from 4 or 5 years ago when we brought the first trucks in, the first automatic transmissions, because it's not just the Detroit, it's not just the safety. A few things occurred over the past 5, 7 years. At the same time as that technology came out, automatic transmissions became more mainstream. They were more available. So there was a lot of resistance to that when I first got them. Every driver wants to tell you that they're the best at shifting a truck, you know, and no truck is going to do it better. But that has since changed. So whenever I see any of our drivers in new trucks, I always beeline over to them. I get out, I chat them up. Not all of them know that I own the company. And I'll just ask them, what do you think of this truck? Wow, this is nice. How is it? And the feedback has been great. I think the drivers feel safer in the trucks. They know that the company cares, and there's been no complaints on the trucks at all.
Another technology thing, when we talked before, we talked about dash cams. Are you seeing advances there as well?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And if you're unaware, is part of the Detroit Assurance package, there is an add-on of integrated cameras. And one thing about the evolving technology is I'm really big on redundancy. When we first started going into GPS or untethered GPS on trailers and cameras, you know, I found that downtime or uptime wasn't what I thought it would be, right? You hope for 100%, maybe you're going to get 95%. What I found is as much as we install these devices, we then depended on them. And yet sometimes we weren't 100%. In fact, we're never 100%. So when I hear that things are available integrated in trucks, I automatically want to get them. So as part of the new Detroit Assurance package, there's integrated dash cams. So now we actually have two sets of dash cams running in our trucks. We still stay with the system that we had before, but I feel better knowing that these cameras are in there and they're basically integrated. But the features that have come up, there's been more integration into logs and different systems. We're currently looking at a system that's going to integrate the dash cam into the logs and into the events. So they continue to advance, and we continue to be a strong advocate of the systems.
So at the same time, we know technology alone is not a cure-all. What do you do beyond technology and to make your fleet safer?
With all the buzzes and alarms, it still takes a human being, right? We're not to the point yet, and I know people think we're going to get there soon, but all that is warnings to us as humans how to interact. So basically, we've also doubled down on driver recruitment, a professional recruiter, and screenings and training of drivers. That equipment is no good if the drivers are trying to bypass or not functioning properly. So, I mean, that's a key thing. And we've seen that change in behavior, Deborah. You know, the number one issue that we have with drive cams is every once in a while, the driver wants to turn it down or they want to put the sun visor down in front of it. And then the one time you need it, it's not there. Opposite to that, what I've seen recently is drivers are bringing their own drive cams in and putting them on the dash so they have their own protection. So I know you asked about drivers and how we're doing it, but basically it's behavior. Behavior intervention, it's positive reinforcement. Once we teach the driver the good of it, they want to embrace it. So I think it's a combination of training. It's also, I feel that every employer's job is to equip their staff with the best tools possible to succeed. So by us buying these trucks and putting this technology in, basically what we're doing is we're setting up our drivers for success. We're giving them the best tools possible to operate. Then it's still up to the person behind the wheel.
We hear a lot about sort of the term a culture of safety, that no matter how much technology and whatnot you put on trucks, that unless safety really permeates through the organization, it's not going to be as effective. So, you know, how do you cultivate that type of culture throughout the company?
You know, there's a saying that, you know, that leadership is by example. And those are one of the things that that I believe in. And I think that we've always had that here. You know, trucking is a difficult business, but from early on, I grew up driving really bad old broken down trucks. And a lot of people ask me, what's my experience? Why? You know, is it that we like shiny or fancy new things? No, I know what it was like to drive an old truck. And from the day when I took over the company, I always wanted to have the latest and greatest equipment because I always knew that that was important, A, to bring the driver in, and B, is at the end of the day, I knew that we're susceptible to these accidents. And then if I did that, I was doing everything in my power, you know, not to have that. So the culture here runs strong. Just like other companies, we have our regular safety meetings, but we also pay cash bonuses at the end of each month to each driver for being accident free. We then have a bonus on top of the bonus if you go 12 months without it. So basically, we're giving them the tools and the incentive to succeed. We're rewarding them for doing so. And that permeates through. And I think the culture has changed the past 5 or 10 years towards safety because of litigation, because of what's going on. Drivers are very conscious now because of their licenses. Deborah, you were around, I'm sure you remember before there was the national CDL and all of that. Yeah. So, you know, it took a long time for those regulations to have their effect and to permeate throughout. But I believe they're doing their job. Drivers know that their license is important and they want to drive for a company who takes that seriously.
All right. We're about out of time. Anything else you want to add on the topic?
No. For those who are deniers, embrace safety before that next accident.
All right. Well, John, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for being our guest on HGT Talks Trucking.
Thank you, Deborah.
And that was John Vaccaro sharing how his company, Betterway, has doubled and tripled down on safety. I'm Deborah Lockridge. Thanks for tuning in to HGT Talks Trucking. And don't forget to follow us on social media and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss an episode.